That's checkethos.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We have to govern this state and our communities with an eye towards what's in the best interest of the law-abiding citizen, what's in the best interest of families who are trying to raise kids, what's in the best interest of our seniors who are here to retire. That's what it's got to be. And too often, it's like people in other states and other cities around that are not doing well, it's like they let the inmates run the asylum. That doesn't work. You have to make sure that everything we do is geared to that quality of life. Public safety. Those are non-negotiable.
So this is the governor yesterday when he was signing HB 1365, the official title of which is Unauthorized Public Camping and Public Sleeping. And the ordinance essentially says that you have to push people off of public areas when they're camping or sleeping. Cannot camp or sleep on a sidewalk. Cannot camp or sleep on a road, obviously. Cannot camp or sleep on a in a park. Or a public area that is owned by the county or by the city. You cannot have public camping. No tents, no overnights, none of that. Okay, but where do they go? I mean, it's a fair question given that if you tell people you can't be here and you can't be here and you can't be here and they're homeless, meaning they don't have a where they can go to. If there's a shelter, that's nice. What if there's not a shelter? Or what if they don't qualify for a shelter or don't have the money for the shelter because some charge money and they don't have it, or they're drunk, you know, and some require you to be sober and, you know, or they got a dog or they've got kids or they've got a family, you know, because sometimes people are homeless with families. Where do they go? Well, you got to have a somewhere for them to go to. Because if all you say is not here, not here, not here, not here, and obviously they don't have a home, so they don't have a where they can be legally. Now you got a problem, because if you actually enforce that ordinance consistently and fully, there's literally nowhere for them to be. And now what you're basically doing is making it illegal to be a homeless person. Right? I mean, that's the net effect of something like this. So in the legislation, what you've got is a provision that a local, like a county or a city, can create. They don't have to, but they can allow public camping. They're not allowed to allow public camping, except they can allow in a certain area that is designated, that has safety features, that has, you know, water and toilets or whatever, and, you know, doesn't affect the property value of the neighbors and can only exist for a year. It's kind of a weird law, I'll be honest with you. But the goal of the law, of course, is to prevent us from becoming California and New York, or, you know, New Orleans, or all the places where you've seen tent cities.
Create state enforcement tools to ensure that local governments comply with this law, and it ensures that localities utilize the resources of homeless shelters to provide individuals with the safety and services that they need. And there are needs that need to be met, but doing the San Francisco and New York model is not a way to get the job done.
And again, keep in mind that the Supreme Court has said, or there's a case actually coming out of, is it Oregon, I believe, where they're going to work on this. But the basic idea is you can't just tell people no, 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 if you don't have a shelter that they can actually go to. Because, again, then you've basically criminalized being homeless, and it's not illegal to not own property. It's not illegal to not rent. It's, you know, you're a human being. You're a citizen of the area. Or even if you're not a citizen, it doesn't matter. As a human being with, you know, human rights endowed by God, made in the image of God, you can't criminalize existing. And that's what it looks like when all you say is no, 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 no.
You know, it's one thing, and courts have ruled like hey, you, kicking somebody off the street, if you don't have a shelter or anything like that, they've said that's unconstitutional. I'm not sure that's the original understanding. James Madison would have said that, but nevertheless, that's what courts have said. But what you have here, what the mayor's doing, he's providing them, here's where you can go. And if they refuse, then you absolutely have the right to arrest them and remove them from being effectively a public nuisance at this place.
Which they definitely can be. I mean, homeless people, vagrants, okay, can definitely often are a nuisance. If you've walked down Palafox, you know. If you've been to any of our parks, you know. If you've, you know, been on a street corner or driven in Escambia or Santa Rosa County, you know. I mean, less so in Santa Rosa, more so in Escambia, but you know they are a public nuisance. But this is why this issue is challenging, because drawing that line of when somebody is a public nuisance and when you can take action to force them off of the place that they're occupying, well, that's more challenging than it seems at first. This subject of dealing with people camping in public areas, which is now illegal in October, I mean, the law goes into effect in October, under the law signed by Governor DeSantis yesterday, is very complicated. And typically, people want to see it from the easier one side or the other without considering kind of both. So I'm going to make it hard for you. I know that's not the most fun thing to do on a Thursday morning, but I'm going to do it anyway. So I want you to think about this. Let's say, you know, you are a mom, a wife. You've got a couple of kids. And you are going down the sidewalk on Palafox, going to a shop or going to, you know, lunch or whatever. And there's somebody laying there in the street or laying there in the sidewalk, and you can't get the stroller around them, or maybe they, you know, they're kind of muttering to themselves and it makes you feel unsafe, or it's just ugly, you know, because that's not what you want to see in the business center of our community. Do you have a right as a citizen to feel safe on a public sidewalk? Of course. Do you have a right as a citizen to walk on a public sidewalk and get to where you need? Of course. Do you have that right? Okay, sure. At the same time, does somebody have a right to stand on the sidewalk? Sure. Do they have a right to sit on the sidewalk? Look, if a guy in a suit sat down for a moment because he was winded on the sidewalk, you wouldn't complain, right? And the more you start to push the guy in the suit sitting down on the sidewalk for a minute towards the example of camping out overnight when you're, you know, dirty and smelly and mean, let's say, worst examples, or, you know, actually, you know, menacing somebody without actually menacing them in a violation of the law kind of sense, where do you draw that line of when it's okay to remove them? Well, that's hard to decide. Same thing in a park, okay? Like, you know, take me, okay? I'm, you know, 53. I dress like average citizen Pensacola, and I go to the park. And if I go to the park, nobody raises an eyebrow. And if I go to the park and I read a book, okay, you read a book at the park. I'm sitting down on a bench in the park reading a book, no problem. Okay, I'm sitting on a bench in the park reading a book for an hour or two, no problem. 3 hours, no problem. 8 hours. I mean, it's a little weird, but, you know, it's a park. I'm reading a book. What's the big deal? Okay. What if I get tired reading the book? Because, you know, books are hard to read. You know, what if I get tired and I decide I'm going to take a little nap sitting up on a park bench? Again, no problem. Happens all the time. You know, I go to the beach, we're watching the kids. If they're out of the water, I might well take a nap in the chair. It happens. Is that a problem? No, it happens all the time. Okay. What if I lay down on the bench and I'm sleeping there for an hour? I mean, an hour is just a good nap, right? How about two? How about three? How about four? What if it's cold and I have brought with me a blanket and I put the blanket over me and I'm laying down there for 3 hours? You see, and again, what if I look a certain way? What if I smell a certain way? What if I'm not the nicest guy instead of being, you know, nice guy that I am? At what point? Well, at some point, I start to make the mom who's at the park feel uncomfortable. I start to make, and if there's not just me, but like, let's say there's 10 of us and we're sleeping on all the park benches and there are no other park benches and people start to feel like they don't want to have their kids around people like me. At some point, we become a public nuisance to them. because they are entitled to use the space, just like we are entitled to use the space. And how do you draw that line? Well, it's very difficult because people have human rights. People have freedom of mobility. People live in an area, even if they don't have a house, and they are entitled to basic human dignity. They're entitled to be. They're entitled to go, to move, to sit, even to take a little nap. Why not? So it's just, it's a lot more challenging than you think. But if you take it only from the perspective of, well, I just don't like to see and interact with those people. This is our park. These are our sidewalks. Let's move them somewhere else. Hey, I agree. But what if it were you? What if you lost jobs, lost family, had to, you know, didn't even have a car anymore, got repossessed? What would you do then? Where would you go? There's no shelter, or you can't go to the shelter with a family, or, you know, maybe you're an alcoholic and you can't stop drinking. I mean, it's in this space, talking about this issue, it's very easy to think from one side. And all I'm saying is it's much more complicated than that. Now, will this plan work? I hope. I hope it makes it better. But it's kind of an unusual plan, saying that we're going to collect all of the homeless people who don't have shelter space into a one-year-only temporary designated place where they can all camp together overnight. Seems better than just having them all over the place and interfering with the public's ability to use these public spaces. But how many? Will we designate a spot? How much will it cost? All of these things. So anyway, I think this is a good law. I hope this law turns out to be effective. But I sympathize with the concern that some people have, which is, you know, it starts to look an awful lot like you're just making it illegal to be poor. Because it does kind of look like that. You can't be here. You can't be here. You can't be here. Where can I be? Well, that's on you. Well, they're people. Made in the image of God. They have a right to exist. You know, even if they don't pay taxes, you know, people don't pay and earn their ability to live in a society. It's not a crime to be poor. Unless you want to make it a crime to be poor. Maybe some people would. So anyway, I think it's an interesting law. I hope that the law works well. And I agree with the governor that there is a mindset that we need to deal with. And it's creating problems in every community in America, including here in Florida, where the weather is nice.
We've just got to get it out of our system in our country that somehow anyone has a right to just camp out on the sidewalk and inconvenience other people. That's not what those sidewalks are meant for.
Yeah. People have a right to be homeless, but they, as somebody said, they don't necessarily have a right to be homeless in a way that interferes with other citizens. Okay, but where do they have the right to be homeless? Because in a certain sense, everywhere they would practice homelessness, so to speak, or as the governor said yesterday, be a homeless, which is the first time I'd ever heard homeless use as a noun, there's going to be an impact. I mean, at the library, you know, homeless people at the library impacts other people, other patrons, right? Should we say that they don't have the ability to go to the library? And if so, why? Because they smell? Because they look ugly? Because we're worried about what they might say to a kid? I mean, you know, it's a complicated topic. And sometimes, I don't know, my job, I feel like my job is sometimes to make the simple thing more complicated and sometimes to make the more complicated thing simple. This is a topic where I think a lot of times we too easily allow it to appear more simple than it is. 723 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Beatmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Beatmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Beatmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here.
I was alone.
Good morning, 7:26 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. A couple texts in on this new anti-public camping ordinance that Governor DeSantis signed yesterday. Somebody says, I think that many of these homeless people are migrating from elsewhere. If there's a law in place that says it will remove them, then maybe they will think twice before deciding to migrate to Florida. Oh, agreed. It's definitely designed to send a message that this practice is not particularly welcome in Florida. It's a sort of harassment. Okay, it might be justified harassment, okay, but just because a harassing behavior by law enforcement discourages homeless people from coming here or camping, that doesn't justify the harassment in and of itself. Again, I use harassment as a neutral term. Harassing might be, you know, legally justified, but just because it works to deter doesn't on its own make that case. Somebody else says, it's called public right-of-way. Your argument is flawed. It's not complicated. Your opinion has many holes. You are getting close to being a whole morning talking head. Okay. By the way, it's not just public right-of-way. It's any public property at all. Not just public right-of-way. 727 News Radio 92.3. Jake has got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Tucci. touche.
Yeah, right.
All right. Not seeing any major issues on our roadways. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. We're seeing our usual morning slowdown there between those two highways. Highway 98, seeing our normal morning slowdown westbound, getting into Tiger Point at that light at Avalon Boulevard. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. Highway 29 south is clear from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. And Chase Street, Gregor Street, Garden Street, Palo Fox, all checking in good. If you see anything out there slowing you down on the roadways, let us know about it. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you're 64 turning 65 or you're retiring, you're going to deal with the transition to Medicare. And that can be, you know, a little unsettling because you've never done health insurance that way. But it's no big deal. It's very easy to understand. But it can feel complicated. It can feel stressful. And it shouldn't be. You want to know what advantages. You want to know, does Medicaid apply to you? What about supplement? What about prescription drugs? Listen, it's all very easy to understand, even though it can seem complicated. I've got a good friend. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Ricky Stewart, her whole family does insurance. This is the one part that she does. If you're in that situation, give her a call, 341-2185, or look her up online, Ricky Stewart Insurance. Somebody says churches should start being more involved with the homeless and taking care of the elderly, or we should start taxing them. I don't know if you can tax a church just because they fail to do the gospel, especially the billion-dollar churches like the megachurch in Houston. The problem began in the early 80s when our government defunded the mental institutions. Oh, no, I'd sympathize with that. Yeah, no, I consider that a lot. Wouldn't you consider most of those benches and sidewalks considered public amenities, which would be paid for by taxes, and besides sales tax, a lot of that would be paid for by property tax? Oh, sure. But property taxes pay for a thing. You don't have to pay property taxes in order to use a thing. And the more tax you get doesn't entitle you to more use, or less property tax doesn't entitle you to use. Unless we're going to put up a perimeter around the parks and say, show me your tax receipt to come into the park, which I don't think we're going to do. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Energy giant Chevron has agreed to pay $13 million to the state of California for dozens of oil spills. The biggest of those was in 2019 with 800,000 gallons. That one came from an abandoned well and polluted a creek. The Biden administration canceling billions of dollars in student loan debt for about 78,000 public service workers. That announcement from the White House yesterday says workers, including teachers, nurses, and firefighters, could get their debt relief through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. There's new study out that predicts global fertility rates will decline in the decades ahead. Researchers at the University of Washington say the average number of children a woman has in her lifetime dropped from 5 in 1950 to 2 in 2021. They're predicting that rate will fall below 2 children by the end of the century.
Well, what do we need to make children for? It's not like it's a biblical command or the necessity of justifying an economy or anything. I mean, who cares about all that? David, thanks so much. It'll have to wait. I've got opera tickets to give away, or orchestra tickets to give away.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola. Heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Morning, 7:40 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, sunny outside. It's a beautiful day today. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Joins us every Thursday. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know we talked about this just a little bit last week, but I know since we were talking about the new anti-camping ordinance, I assume PPD is in the position of basically saying, hey, this is a new thing. We got till October. The lawyers are going to look at it, and we'll figure out how we're going to enforce at that point. Is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to wait till the lawmakers and the attorneys get this figured out. We'll kind of stand back in the background, and you know, once the law becomes a law to where we are able to enforce it, then we will. But in the meantime, we're going to let them get that figured out, and then we will act appropriately after that.
Makes perfect sense to me. I just know some people are probably thinking, are you going to ask Mike about it? Well, yeah. I mean, but I think the answer here is pretty straightforward for the police officers. Implementation may not be straightforward, but the answer for now is fairly easy to figure out. We had a possible DUI that crashed into a Pensacola police cruiser on Bayou. Is that right?
Yeah, the officer was in the turn lane getting ready to make a turn, and the vehicle was coming at him in the opposite direction, swerved over his lane, and hit him pretty much head on. The officer was sent to the hospital with a possible leg injury. Looks like he's going to be okay. The leg was not broken, and minor injuries in the other vehicle. So that's being investigated as a possible DUI. We don't have the lab work back yet on that one, but when we do, there could be possible charges in the future on that.
And am I right? That's the second collision with an officer on Bayou in the last couple of weeks. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. The other one, they're on different ends of Bayou, but the okay. other one was near Hyde Park. So, yeah.
And by the way, people might have missed it in what you just said, but, you know, on TV, I know we always do a cop myth. This isn't really the cop myth for today, but just, you know, it's a little early. You mean you guys don't get the toxicology screenings back in, you know, 90 minutes or 20 minutes like they do on TV? It doesn't work that way?
No, it doesn't work that way. And, you know, and when injuries are possible, injuries are involved, and people have to be evaluated at the hospital, there's different ways of handling that case. You know, obviously there's not going to be any field sobriety tests done, but so we do have to do some waiting on situations like this.
How much time does it take? I mean, are we talking like 3 days, a week, 2 weeks? Totally depends.
That's hard to say. It depends on the backlog of cases. They process those cases as they come in. Sometimes there are cases that need to have rushes put on them, and the state attorney's office can ask for a rush on something like that. But normally on a possible DUI incident, they are processed as they come in, so we have to wait.
I gotcha. We also had a vehicle crash into the Adonis Bakery, right, which is in the city. What happened here?
Well, we're looking at that one, too. We're not exactly sure what. We know that there was some excessive speed involved, and a vehicle hit the front of the business and flipped over and had a couple of young ladies in it. Fortunately, they're going to be okay. And that one, too, is under investigation as to what the cause was.
Okay. All right. Very good. In much more serious news, we had a homicide of a, I think, 15-year-old male on Thursday last week. And then you guys have made, I think, one or maybe even two arrests, including of a 14-year-old. Is that, do I have the basically correct?
You do. It was 14-year-old fired a single shot. That was fatal to the 15-year-old. And then we arrested a 19-year-old female that we understand assisted in providing the weapon. So she was charged as well.
This is Gonzales Court, if I remember correctly. Do we know a why or a, I mean, do we know anything else about motives or incident or, you know, what was going on here?
No, we're still looking into that. But, you know, it really doesn't, why doesn't matter as much as, you know, the teenagers, the young people with guns is, you know, we're scratching our head over this. We keep seeing it and we talk about it, and community leaders and politicians and teachers and everybody else, you know, try to keep this from happening, asking them to put the guns down, but yet it still keeps happening. So, we're just wishing it would stop, obviously, but it's a very unfortunate situation because you have two families. One family obviously has lost their child, and the other one is going to have to live with the consequences of a bad decision for the rest of his life.
I just, you know, when I hear these stories, you know me, I have three boys, right? I have a 19, a 17, and a 15, and when I hear a story like this, I think, you know, the one side about the victim side, but also about the offender side, like, an eighth or ninth grader shooting somebody. It's just hard to wrap my brain around that. But in this case, I believe the state attorney has announced that they're pursuing charges as an adult. But that is the state attorney's decision. That is not a police decision. Is that right?
That's right. That's up to them. But this is obviously a very serious crime. And the state attorney's office has done that before. And that's something that's not unusual. So they're probably going to, you know, look real hard at this case as well, which they're doing.
Do we happen to know, pardon me if this is either not known or obvious, but the 14-year-old has been charged, has a criminal record, long, short? Do we know?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. And I could tell you, you know, if I did know, I wasn't going to introduce that on, you know, on the air because of being a juvenile. So,
okay.
I don't know, to
Fair enough.
Honest with you. I honestly don't know.
And that's why I wasn't sure if that was even, you know, knowable information. So I appreciate that answer. We're talking to Mike Wood. He is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, hang on for just a second. Let's get Jake in here with Traffic on the Five. Jake?
Okay. Well, we've got a lot of spots around town to tell you about real quick. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing our more normal morning slowdown, could be sun in people's eyes too, so just take it slow getting through there. Highway 90 coming out of Pace, this is a major problem this morning, right at the where the you meet the Escambia River Bridge, headed westbound on Highway 90. As soon as you get in there, there is an accident slowing things down. And then when you merge with Scenic Highway, if you're headed south there, traffic is backed up there as well from an accident at that intersection. And it's got traffic backed up on Highway 90 going all the way back to Woodbine Road. This is going to be a major tie-up this morning. The front gate at NES is backed up to Gulf Beach Highway. Highway 98 westbound through Tiger Point, seeing our normal morning slowdown. And Mobile Highway, if you're going towards Blue Angel, North Blue Angel Parkway this morning, we have an accident there. It's causing some major slowdown headed in that direction. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can let us know by calling or texting 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Just curious where we stand with the red light cameras at this point. The last I recall, it was waiting on equipment to be installed. Is that, or to be received even. Where are we at, do you know?
Yeah, that's where we're at. You know, the target was the first part of spring, and which started this week, and hopefully we're going to get those up and running soon. I don't know exactly where we are, whether it's equipment or whether it's installation, but that's something I can follow up on for you.
Not very good. And then last thing, I always like to end with like a did you know or a cop myth or something, and you have one for us this week?
Yeah, I do, and you and I were talking off the air about the Real-Time Crime Center. Now that I think about it, this phone call that came into my phone this week, I think, may have came after that conversation. And this gentleman wanted to know that, you know, if he clicks on our website where it says camera registration, is that, can law enforcement just automatically look through his cameras in a certain neighborhood if something was to happen in front of his house? And the answer to that, we want to be very clear on this, is no. When you register your cameras with us, all we're doing is keeping a list of cameras and where they are in the city. So if we have an incident that happens in a certain location, we can go back, contact that resident, and ask them to look at their cameras and see if there's anything on there during a specific time that we could use to help solve a case. There's no way that the officers or the police department can look through your cameras whenever they want to. That's not how it works. This is something that the homeowner has to do on their own. Or they can have law enforcement come to their home and look through it and see if there's something that they can use. But it's absolutely not anything that we can do on our own without the permission, or look through your cameras without permission. That's a myth, and that's simply not true.
You mean it's not like on TV where some super smart, never been caught before hacker is working in the bowels of the Pensacola Police Department and can instantly log into everybody's home security system without their permission? It's not like that.
No, we haven't gotten to that point. We're not that good, Andrew.
No, I love this service, though. It's, you know, I have a camera and I'm willing to be helpful. So if there's something in my area, you can call me, text me, email me, and let me know to look at my camera if I'm able to do that. It's a good service. And, you know, it's something we talked about with Chip on Tuesday. And I'm glad you bring this up, because I do think a lot of people don't understand that. And everybody's always so apprehensive about, you know, clicking on anything that they would agree to. And this is like the lowest possible level of cooperation with law enforcement, is just to let us know, you know, to let law enforcement know that you've got a camera and maybe you could be helpful in a situation. But certainly you cannot log into that camera remotely. And anyway, all the weird things that people believe. Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for helping keep our community safe. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You bet. 750 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality, almost new, you know, 1, 2, 3 years young cars with low miles and great condition and good prices, and you can go compare them all. You know, you're thinking about a sedan, well, they're going to have 20. You know, you're thinking about a truck, well, they're going to have 20 or more. I mean, there's 300, might be even higher than that. The point is, you go there and you can really do the shopping at the buffet of cars. You know, sit in one, fiddle with the knobs, drive it around, drive 2, 3, 4, 5 cars. It's fine. I mean, it's always amazing to me, you know, I've been guilty of it too. Go to the dealership. Oh, that one looks cool. What's the price? That's in my price range. Can I drive it? All right, I'll take it. You know, like, I mean, you know, maybe try 2 or 3, because you never know what you're going to like or dislike. And, you know, drive it a little bit, you know, do a little, you know, play a little coy before you commit to something right away. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Skip Up the Road. Yeah, man, I love that song. 753 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and I promised you I had tickets to give away to the symphony. Pensacola Symphony Orchestra is going to be performing Prokofiev's Fifth Symphony and some others that are harder for me to pronounce. Shostakovich, the reorchestration of Modest Mussorgsky's Overture to Kavanchina. Yes! And soloist William Hagen performing Max Bruch's perennially fresh first violin concerto. This is March 23rd at 7:30. Caller number four right now, 437-1620. Talk to Jake. Get your tickets. Let's go to David in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Colorado families that sent their loved ones to Penrose Funeral Home, they'll be keeping an eye on the courts today. The owners are being arraigned. 5 months ago, there was a shocking discovery of hundreds of bodies left in that building, stacked up and decomposing. The owners were arrested and are both out on bond now. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky Wednesday. The Washington Post says Sullivan made a secret trip to Kyiv to reaffirm the Biden administration still supports Ukraine as congressional aid efforts have fallen short. And there's about $2 billion up for grabs in two lotteries right now. Nobody won the grand prize last night in the Powerball. That jackpot up to $750 million on Saturday. Mega Millions up to an estimated $977 million. And that drawing scheduled for Friday.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. We're watching baseball in Korea. It's 12-8. Padres over the Dodgers. 12-8. This is a football game. In the seventh inning. So it was high scoring early, like 10-5 in the fifth inning or something. And this is what you do when people play a baseball game a week before everybody's really ready. I mean, it can happen in the regular season too, but that's a lot of scoring going on in a game. And a lot of awkward plays, I will tell you this. A lot of people who look like they're not quite ready for opening day, which is, again, what happens when you play games a week early. Very interesting story. We talked about this briefly yesterday, that there's this list of the happiest countries in the world, and the U.S. is not on the top 20 for the first time in the report's 12-year history. We now rank at 23, dropping 8 points from number 15 last year. And the big takeaway from this story to me, and I mean, I'm not the first one to notice this, but it's what they're reporting, is that the age group is very influential on whether your level of happiness has gone up or gone down. And basically, people under 30 are the ones who are the most unhappy about their lives. People, you know, over 50, over 60 are doing fine in terms of happiness. But, you know, the under 30s are the big deal. In places like the U.S. and Canada, for example, rankings for those 60 and older are at least 50 places higher, as in, you know, position higher than those under 30 or percentage higher. That's amazing. In many countries, particularly Central and Eastern Europe, the reverse is true. The young people are happy and the old people are miserable. Afghanistan, meanwhile, is at the bottom of the spectrum and across the board, which is kind of understandable. But I will tell you, I have an answer for this study. I have an interpretation. I think I know why. Okay. Part number one, you ready for this? Because I saw two other studies that came out in the last week that I hadn't had a chance to talk about, but all of a sudden it all connects together to me. Study number one, Pew survey finds most teens report feeling happy or peaceful when they go without their smartphones, which they don't. Nearly three quarters of U.S. teens say they feel happy or peaceful when they don't have their phones with them. And despite the positive association of being phone-free, most teens have not limited their phone or social media use. Meaning, why are they unhappy? Because they all have phones and because they're all on them all the time and they're miserable as a byproduct. So, you know, you want to raise your happiness level, just, I mean, chuck the phone or turn it off or get rid of it or something. The other one, and this is a little bit more in depth, actually I'll get to in just a second. Jake, you ready for traffic? I know you're handling the winner from the symphony. Do you want to give you a second still?
No, I think I can get you.
All right, cool.
All right, so Highway 90 coming out of Pace this morning. A really, really bad slowdown from an accident right as you cross the Escambia River Bridge. It looks like it's got traffic backed up all the way past Woodbine Road. Also, Woodbine Road is slow getting toward Highway 90. It's going to be a major slowdown this morning. We also have another accident as soon as you merge off of Highway 90 onto Scenic. It's causing a little bit of slowdown there, just adding to the problem. Highway 98 westbound through Tiger Point, seeing our normal morning slowdowns. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, slowing down there like we see every morning. Also, we have an accident. This is going to be on Mobile Highway. Highway. Looks like it's backed up as soon as you get to Klondike Church on Mobile Highway all the way up to North Blue Angel Parkway. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. So back to this report that people under 30 in the United States particularly are unhappy compared to older folks in the United States, which is not the same in every country, and that made us drop out of the top 20 in happiest countries in the world. Part number one is that people are on their phones, and the study indicates that being on your phone makes you unhappy. Number two, you ready for this one? Headline, woke people more likely to be unhappy, new study suggests, anxious and depressed, meaning this is out of the UK. It's not universal, but this is a general indicator that if you believe in the what they call the seven identifiable truism of wokeism, that, you know, dealing with race, dealing with education, microaggressions are bad, trans women, you know, should be in all sports and so forth, you're unhappy. I think this is easy to understand because those beliefs make you at odds with a lot of common sense, but they also make you feel like the world around you is heavily dysfunctional and you're critical of it and unhappy about that fact, which produces unhappiness. Both explain the new study.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.